Zach Jackson here. Thank you so much for listening to the Thang podcast. And thank you to our friends at Nissan for helping bring you this podcast. Don't forget, take the second to give us a review. Rate this podcast. I know you've been sitting there, you've been listening to podcasts over and over and over and over and over again. And you say, oh, I got to do that. We'll do that right now. That would be much appreciated. That helps us get the word out. All right, here we go.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Thang is on and live. Monica, I have breaking news here in a minute. It's more like updating news. It's big news about something you love that Antoine and I make fun of for your love of it.
Okay.
And I have some bad news.
Bad?
This thing that you love.
Hello, Monday.
I know.
And just give me the bad first.
Well, and I have so many guesses because there's so many things that you love that Zach and I just don't.
Okay.
I have no clue what it could be. It could be like murder. It could be...
That's not going away.
It could be making fun of your kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe.
It could be... exercising too much.
Yes. Ow. It could be annoying Zach and Antoine.
That's it right there.
No, it's none of those things.
Okay,
it's
good,
food that you love that we make fun of. Maybe you were enjoying it this weekend at the 437th wedding that you've been to this year. Monica and her husband, are you wedding crashers?
No, not yet. But it feels like it because we have attended so many weddings this year. It's been wild. We have another one coming up next month.
I don't believe that you've been invited to all these weddings.
I think
there's a Facebook group that just puts out random people's weddings and you guys show up to
them. That group, you got me. Yeah, because Jared said, were we invited to these weddings? He did ask me the question. He said, did you get an invite? Did you receive it or are we just going? I'm like, I received an invite. We're not just popping up.
But he at least... has very little knowledge of the bride and groom
obviously.
To the point that he's asking this question.
Ask question.
Like, who are these people?
Yeah, I was like, well, this is family. You know, we're going. He's like, but have you been invited? Were you officially invited? I'm like, I did receive the invite.
Did you show him the invite?
I didn't show him the invite. I told him about it.
But did you receive the invite from the wedding couple? Because I could imagine a scenario where somebody else was invited and then showed Monica the invitation. Like, Monica, what are you doing this week? I don't have no plans. Oh, I'm going to this wedding. Oh, let me see the invite. Thank you. I have now received it.
It was mailed to us. Yes, I received it. And I did sign it and everything and said, okay, you know, RSVP.
So yeah, where was your card? You know, the little card. You should have to have the card when you get there.
I don't know what happened to the car. I misplaced it. But
at somebody else's house where it was actually mailed to.
Exactly. So,
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, so.
I'm fascinated by the fact that you go to so many weddings because there are times in your life where you do have a million weddings.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, you have that span where everybody you know is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
All your friends are getting married. All of mine at this point, they're done. I don't even know the last wedding I went to. I have no idea.
That's what I thought. I'm like, okay, all of our friends are married now. So we're weddingless. We don't have any weddings.
And that's why you created all of these other weddings to go
to. She acquired these new
she
ones.
She said, all my family, all my friends, they're married now. Yeah. So I just have to go to a stranger's wedding.
So but now that couple, though. That
Monica,
you just, like, see it all
did
of them.
You enjoy any soup at this wedding?
I did.
You did not?
No.
What's happening?
And you want to know why? Because
why?
I'm here to tell you, Monica, I have
what?
Bad news.
Just what?
The hate of soup is real. It's just...
Why would you say such a thing?
It's spreading like wildfire throughout the entire country because I thought of you. I was at this food festival over the weekend, the Euphoria Food Festival in Greenville. It's an awesome time. And there is food everywhere. And people they're just having a great time, man.
Food, drink.
Right. Food, drink. Laughing. Oh, my God. There's this one event. I think it's called Try Not to Die that they do on Saturday because it's set up at, they have a baseball stadium in Greenville. That is similar to like the Salem Memorial Baseball Stadium. So each little concession stand vendor area has food on one side, alcohol on the other. And, you know, you buy a ticket and this is all just for you to enjoy. And every food, alcohol, food, alcohol, food, alcohol, food, alcohol, food, alcohol, food, like all down the gauntlet. And then on the backside, it was alcohol, 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 alcohol.
Oh, man.
Cookies. So
there you go.
I mean, it's called Don't Die.
Yeah.
Can you go there and back, try everything, and not fall down the stairs before you
that
make it?
That sounds like a dream.
Right. So everybody's having a grand old time. And what do I hear from somebody randomly behind me as I'm walking through? Because people were putting out whatever dish they wanted. You know, some people would make a chicken dish. Other people, blah, blah, blah. And some people did have little soups and stews. And he goes, soup? It's 90 degrees. Nobody here wants soup. That's stupid.
There you go.
Who said that?
Some guy.
I don't know, but somebody we should listen to. He's a smart man. He's a man going places.
Actually, he said, I'm not wasting my time on stew. That's what I also heard.
As he should not. As he should not.
Brutal.
Savage. It was savage.
How dare he?
I mean, to walk by somebody's station.
There
and just
were people
like,
at the soup booth.
It was actually much lighter attendance.
Oh, yeah. The volunteers had to be there. Everybody had to get sent to a booth. Like, all right, I'll work over here.
Let me tell you, the oyster line was long. Stew, no waiting.
You were there. Wow. You could just take the pot.
Wow.
Yep.
And it's like stew season. It's about to happen. We're rolling into fall.
I don't know if I call it a season.
Yeah. What? Soup?
It's just
soup
a time season? That you guys.
I was thinking more like
force it down.
Like epidemic.
You know, oh, there you go. I like that word. It's a much better word.
It's coming along. So rude. I felt for you while I was there, but it was otherwise fun, and I think I ate them. The other thing I feel bad about at these food things, and this is. These are like rich people problems, man. This is 1%er issues, and it does make me feel guilty. Not often in my life do I feel guilty about the plight of other people. You know, you hear about it when you're a kid, the starving children in Africa, whatever. Until I go to one of these things, because there's food all over the place, and to properly try everything without dying, you really can only take one bite of everything.
You have to waste it.
Right. So you take one bite and you go, delicious, trash. And then you go to the next thing and you go, guilty. Wow, this is really good, garbage. And then,
you need a partner like to share. You got to share your food, I guess.
Well, you know, 2 years ago, that was a way easier proposition. That's the problem now.
You got to share it.
Hey, you want to share? No, I'm good. I don't really like sharing.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have shared.
See, exactly. You say that.
But
don't you worry, Monica. You don't need to share because all the soup was for you.
There you go.
Yes.
Soup and stew as you possibly want.
You deserve.
They can love soup.
Sit in the sun with a mulled
Come
apple
on,
cider.
Soup lovers.
Come on, soup lovers of the world, all two of you this morning. If you want to text in and support Monica and her love of soup.
Yes, please.
Nature's underwhelming dinner, as Antoine and I refer to it, because you never feel satisfied.
No, you're just like,
you're just doing it wrong.
It happened.
Put some beef, some chunks in there. That doesn't sound great. No, I don't like chunks. I don't like seeing that.
Can you imagine going to a soup festival?
I could.
Oh, that would be awesome. Come
Everybody
on, JD.
Just swapping around. Oh, no.
There's so much
Downtown
soup.
Downtown soup festival.
The downtown soup festival. If it was in your walls, would you move? Oh, I forgot to check if there were any soup supporters, so I'll check here in a second.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
It's early. This guy, what he found in his home, in the walls, you know, because he's like, I'm going to renovate this house. It's an old house.
Okay.
So he knocks out some walls. Inside the walls, he finds an old rag doll.
An old rag
this
doll.
Old rag doll with a note attached to it.
Okay. I'm already creeped out.
Yeah. And with the note is very creepy. It says, dear new homeowner, thank you for freeing me.
Oh God.
That's funny. I want to meet the people that used to live in this house.
My name is Emily. My original owners lived in this house in 1961. I didn't like them, so they had to go.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so freaky. He said all they did was sing and dance and be merry. It was sickening. Stabbing was my choice of death for them.
Oh God.
So I hope you have knives. Hope you sleep well.
I love it because here's the thing. Somehow said doll got trapped in the wall.
Yeah.
So there's something you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, the doll's not undefeated. It lost the battle at some point because it ended up in the wall.
Well, maybe that's where it went back in. It just lives there and
waits. That's where it just stays?
Yeah. Exactly.
But they are wrong for that one. They are so wrong for that.
That's great. Amazing that somebody went through the legwork of, hey, let's really mess with the next person who lives here and make them.
Because I guess it could have been the construction people that built the house. Like, they could have been the ones to do it.
True.
And there could have been many owners.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is you don't get to see the payoff. Like, you never get to be a part of the payoff. You just know it happens.
But you
at
know
some
the
point.
Payoff exists somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like once when I was about 10 years old, I said, I'm going to write a note and put, you know, the message in a bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote, help, I'm shipwrecked or something like that. And I just threw it out there. Who knows if that was ever retrieved?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
But if it was, then it was a payoff.
Would you, Antoine, do something to your home, like if you were leaving it?
I want to do this now. Yeah. I've just decided I'm going to do something now. Oh, it may not be this, but something similar to this needs to happen.
That is really messing with someone. Because you do think to yourself, okay, well, this doll has to be a joke. I guess it's a joke.
I picture Monica doing something where she puts some wallpaper up and then draws this whole nude scene behind it. So
they rip it down. It's just like,
what is this?
Oh my
God. Put it up. Put it back up.
Coming up, we got a ton of stuff going on today, and we have $5,000 of the secret sound. Your first chance to win is at 7 o'clock. Also, car line shout-outs to kick off the week as you bring the little monsters back to school, and we'd like to hook you up with a laptop while you're doing it because, you know, why the heck not? So it's our Chromebook giveaway with Brambleton and Vinton Computer. Expect the best in personalized attention, quality repair, and fast turnaround, and they make your computer like new again. So what you're going to do is you're going to text in your car line shout outs. You can start them now if you want. 52353 is the number. Who are we shouting out? Bus stop shout out. Mm-hmm. That counts too. Mm-hmm. And from those, we will shout a bunch of them out on the radio, and we will pick one to win themselves a brand new Chromebook laptop from K92 and Britain and Brambleton and Vinton.
There you go.
Hey,
I'm combining them. I'm trying to be efficient today. So it's Brinton Computer, Brambleton and Vinton Computer. We will do that in the car line shout outs. Those will go on the radio in about an hour. So 52353 on that.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Tons of winning. We got some breaking food news right here.
Okay.
This is going to affect some parents and Antoine. And Monica's husband.
Oh, no. Juice boxes are going away.
Nope, not quite. But it is in that realm food-wise. We have a shortage. So if your little monster is getting ready for school this morning and you want to shout them out, our car line shout-outs are going to be right after 7 o'clock. And somebody who texts in a car line shout-out is going to win a Chromebook from Brinton. See, if I do it that way, I say Brinton. So I have to say Vinton and Brambleton Computer. So get those in, 52353, their name, grade, school, all that stuff, and we will do those. And we have pumpkin patch tickets coming up, Lehman Farms. So
I like it.
See, I thought you were about to transition from shouting out the kids in a car line shout out to talking about whatever food's going to impact me and Jared.
I'm doing it right here.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's all food in the scoopler right now, and I have terrible news, but there is a little bit of a shortage right now because, you know, that's how we roll in this world of Lunchables.
Oh, man. Lunchable.
Right out of those little circles?
Nature's candy. Yeah.
You know what it is? No, Monica, we're running out of the circle-shaped turkeys that they've genetically modified that they can slice those from.
Oh, man, what are we going to do?
You better stop talking about my Capri Sun. Oh, it's so delicious.
Yep, the pandemic has led to a Lunchable shortage right now. I guess part of the reason is everyone's been buying the crap out of Lunchables for the last year.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Because you have your kids at home, quick Lunchable. Just sitting there, lunch.
Just thinking about, I remember all the days the school fixed their lunch. Now I got to give them something. Lunchables for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And they say ingredient and labor constraints have put the product on, quote, allocation until next year. What are these words?
What?
I don't even understand these words anymore. I hate them all.
So what they made, they're like, all right, we're going to save this and we're going to allocate it till next year. So no more this year. We're going to save
it.
We're going to hit you guys over the head with it in 6 months.
We really needed the Lunchables. We need them. Yeah. I mean, parents around the world.
They're not going to be gone forever or whatever. And I'm sure you can still find them somewhere in the stores and they'll catch up. Yesterday, there was no chicken at the store. And it said we didn't get our delivery this week. I'm like, this is what we do
now.
No chicken.
Like, not even one package in the back?
No.
Nope. Can you just check with the turkey? Because like sometimes they get snuck in there by accident.
Do you have any quail? Can you just put quail out here?
Store and have them bring over some of their chicken?
Yeah. But so the Lunchable shortage is on. Also, Bud Light says they are working on their newest beer, Bud Light Next, and it is zero carbs.
No, I'll stick with my wine and my vodka with a splash. And I was thinking about that. And I was like, would I sip a beer? I want to like beer. I do want
beer.
I want to like bourbon. And I have friends and family that just love beer. They love bourbon and stuff. And it's not for me.
I just don't understand the whole idea of trying to make beer healthy. Like all the zero carb. No, just give me the beer.
Because, Antoine, if we can make beer healthy, then we can all get in good shape. That's what we're trying to do here,
he
man.
He can't speak on it when he has metabolism.
I know.
Of a high school.
Who are you to talk?
Yeah, you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you can't. Oh, wow, I'm making it healthy.
I feel like I'm the person that can say, give me the carbs and the sugar because it doesn't impact me. So yeah, give
Antoine,
it to me.
He wants Bud Light all. That's what he's
calling. Give me all the carbs.
Just absolutely. I want every. Put extra carbs in there.
Oh, man.
I just want this to taste like wheat. Just give it to me. Give me bread. The bread beer.
Yeah.
It's perfect for Antoine. Yeah. So if it tastes good, I mean, zero carb beer, that's good. It's refreshing. You got no carbs whatsoever. So that works out.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
What you need to do first is text in to 52353 and let us know who you think is going to win the lightning bolt. Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica? Mm-hmm. We will pick from the winner pile, and someone will get four tickets to Lehman Farms. Check out the pumpkin patch and the corn maze. Tis the season for the Fry Shack.
Oh,
that thing where they get the giant boat oar to stir the kettle corn.
I love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's what that's called.
What
did you say? The Fry Shack?
Yeah.
What is the Fry Shack?
The Fry Shack is the little concession stand at the Lehman Farms at the pumpkin
patch. Oh, that's what that's called. See, I never looked at the name. I just stand in line. I just always like stand in line and I just sit there.
Antoine knows it as line.
Exactly. and listen, I went there like so many times because that's where I took the kids on field trips and stuff. I never known the name
Fry Shack.
Of it at all because the kids are like, that's what we want. I'm like, all right, line. Let's go.
That's so check out their pumpkin patch, which is considered the best pumpkin patch in Virginia, according to Good Housekeeping, and the best line at the concession stand.
Yes.
Well, number one, you'll find Antoine there smiling. So what are you getting? I don't know. I'm just in line.
I don't know. It's a line. I'm here.
I'm just here for the line. Ooh, tell your husband, Monica, because he loves a good line.
Oh, he loves a line.
Go there.
I can't wait to hold hands with Jared.
Yes, yes.
Bro trip to line. Yeah, baby. 52353. Text it. Okay, so lightning bolts, fastest 15 seconds on the radio. I give you two different categories. And you know what? I'm going to change one right on the fly here right now.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I want it to be pumpkin patch related since this will be fun. So let me go ahead and do that. Okay. Monica, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I will go second.
Oh, all right. She goes second. That means she's out of here.
Get out.
A behind-the-scenes peek is that Monica likes to go to the soundproof chamber first so she can do boomerang videos for social media. So
yeah, go check. Go K92 right Monica Brooks right now. You'll see it.
Go follow her. You'll get a soundproof chamber boomerang as she's hanging there. So two different categories.
Round one.
You will have 15 seconds in each of them. And I've decided to change the first one right here on the fly.
All right.
Since we're talking about the pumpkin patch and that's the prize and everything. Antoine, go ahead. You'll have 15 seconds. There's a little bit of creativity here.
Oh, boy.
You have to give me things that you would find at the world's worst and most dangerous pumpkin patch. And go.
Machetes, real scarecrows, kids without parents, loose animals, tractor without anybody driving, just rolling by itself, the slide that falls into a pit, you're gonna find poisonous pumpkins, crows that attack you, monsters in the maze.
That was good. Took a second to get going.
Well, see, the problem is with that one, I can't one word it. Like, I have multiple words. It took time off.
Well, you know what? Diarrhea is one word, in case you're wondering.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vomit.
Murder.
That's one word. Murder.
Fart cloud.
All right.
Stuff. Anyway.
Come on back. So what you're saying is I missed a couple.
Now, $10 says her first, as she's walking in, I'm whispering so she can't hear me. The first thing she'll say is kids.
Yes.
That's my guess.
Okay.
I'm trying to come up with what I think you're going to say.
What your first guess is.
So Antoine got 8 in the first round. Not bad. It's a little bit of creativity because I just changed it on the fly. We're all, you know, we improvising, as they say. We're bebopping. So you're going to have 15 seconds in this category since we're talking about pumpkin patches and stuff.
Yeah.
And the Lehman Farms one is awesome. So this is 15 seconds to give me things that you would find at the world's worst and scariest pumpkin patch. And go.
Kids, rotten pumpkins. Old corn and dead people, lazy people, sad people, crying people. Old food, old fruits. You have old squash. Dead squash. No.
I'll give you dead squash at the end because it's rotting. I told Antoine $10 that your first guess would be kids.
No.
Kids.
That's what he said.
I had to say it. it, though. I had to say yes.
So, of course, I gave her a point. You got six. So,
good,
it was okay.
Good.
I gave you some, but not all.
Yeah.
You forgot your favorite things, like murder.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Murder, diarrhea, vomit.
Machetes.
Missed all those. I did say that one.
I think that they're all right.
That's nice and normal.
Oh, that's right. And she's like, what, there's no machetes here?
What?
Where's the machete shack? What's going on? All right, head back out to your boomerang chamber. Go do some more TikToks. Let us know how it goes. 8-6 is the score. I can't believe you said kids.
Yeah.
I knew it.
$10.
Oh, that was great. Okay, round two. Here we go. 8-6 so far. Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Okay.
Like we even need an excuse, but whatever. It is. So give me things. Again, this is creative. Give me things that make a terrible pizza. Oh, and you know, before I start, she's going to say pineapple. Terrible pizza topping and go.
I was going to say pineapple too. Anchovies, olives, ranch dressing, salad. How about not mushrooms? How about marshmallows? How about Lucky Charm cereals? How about gummy bears? What about Twix candy bars? How about Take Five candy bars? How about...
See, so I'm the judge on this one.
You are the judge. So if I said it and you like it,
and it's not even that I like it, that if it's a relatively reasonable pizza topping,
like
anchovies and olives, for example, like this is the time you should say things like a finger, just, you know, to give you an idea. So I only gave you five.
Oh,
because of that, because I'm not taking regular things that a normal person. Have you ever had a dessert pizza? Thank you very much. A little Twix, a little Take Five action on there.
I haven't.
Yeah, so actually, you know what? I give you four.
No!
Yeah, you only get four. Sorry.
What? No!
Well, because marshmallows could go on the dessert pizza, so I had to take that one off.
What is this dessert pizza you're talking about?
It's a pizza with dessert stuff on it. Thank you very much. Again, you're supposed to say an old lady's tooth, a purse, a shoe, that kind of stuff, beard hair, all of those.
This is just ridiculous.
I still promise you, she says pineapple for the very first guess.
Which I will not accept because even though I don't like it, other people do.
Yes, that's true.
And I'm not here to yuck other people's yum.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when was your birthday?
I don't think that's relevant.
Why, do you have a present in mind for him?
No, I have an idea.
Ooh.
But I actually got to write it down.
Okay. It was in October.
It was yesterday.
Oh, well, good. Then we got to do it this week. There's still time. Perfect. Antoine only got four.
No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Only got four.
I didn't give him a lot of his answers because I disagreed with this situation.
He's the judge.
This has to be indisputable in this category.
Okay.
You can't just say things you don't like. So, today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Mm, yeah.
I know, delicious. So, I want you to give me things that make a terrible pizza topping and go.
Pineapple ranch. Mm-hmm. Grass.
Nope. Yeah, there you go.
Let's see. Anchovies for some.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. Oh, bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Horse flies.
Yep.
Let's see. Doo-doo flies. Different.
No.
No.
Okay.
Pink.
Ooh, you needed six.
What'd I get?
You only got four. I'm sorry.
Woo!
Antoine is the winner.
Yes.
Because I don't count things like anchovies.
Because I like it, but some people, yeah.
No, so things that make a terrible pizza topping.
Yeah.
Horse flies. That is a correct answer.
Yeah.
What
did you say that got kicked off?
All of the things that you said, pretty much.
He was trying marshmallows and Twix.
I went down to candy sweet, but he brought it
dessert pizza also. This is to say lipstick, fingernail, a butt, you know, those kinds of things.
Monica, you really should have won today.
You really should have.
Like, today was tailor-made for you.
Down.
But I won because also my first assumption was you would say pineapple right out of the gate.
So there you go.
Correct!
I'm two for two. I figured it all out.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This is an interesting thing. You know, you would think if you won something, you'd be very, very excited.
I would be.
Yes. This guy is not excited at all. He got a golden ticket.
Hey, I've got a golden ticket.
He won
a
candy factory.
I've got a golden ticket.
Yeah.
I've got a golden ticket.
There's some 39-year-old dude from Colorado found a golden ticket to win a candy factory. The whole factory, Willy Wonka style. And I guess it is the owner of the Jelly Belly, one of the creators of Jelly Belly, announced he was retiring and he would be giving away a candy factory. One that he owned, not the Jelly Belly factory, but some other one. So they did this elaborate treasure hunt where 50 golden tickets were hidden, one in each state.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket.
And this one dude, Andrew, found the one in Colorado under a bridge. And he ended up winning the grand prize because they selected from all 50 of the golden tickets to win the candy factory. And he said, I don't want a candy factory. I don't.
Sounds like work.
It does. It is.
Because if you've seen the movie, the Willy Wonka or either Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, that's a lot of work. Yeah. A lot of responsibility.
Yeah. And he would have to, he said, I can't, I live in Florida and I don't want to move to Indiana, which is where the candy factory is. Yeah. So he said, no, thank you. To the candy factory.
Can you say no thank you? And I mean,
of course you can say no thank you.
You can, but can you really just?
Can you imagine having a candy factory just forced on you?
Yeah.
Like no, you will take
this
candy.
Is yours.
Take this back. I don't want it.
So they are going to buy it back from him. I don't know how because he doesn't own it. And then they're going to give it to somebody else.
If they don't just send those Oompa Loompas there to pack his stuff up and move him on.
I know.
Let's go.
I promise you that whoever picked it, this is what happens. This is behind the scenes of when you do contests and winners and stuff. Because you want to do these big, amazing contests. Like $5,000 in the Secret Sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a huge deal. So you want to give it to someone that's truly appreciative and excited. So they give it to this guy and he goes, nah, I don't want it.
Good.
Great.
Everybody else has been working for it.
I never forget, there was a year in the Secret Sound, and so this person won. And this was one where the jackpot used to grow more too. It was over $6,000. It was the biggest jackpot we had ever won. And I will recreate it for you right now. This is word for word what happened. I said, congratulations, you won $6,000. Yay. That's what the woman said. She said, yay.
Can we try that again?
Yay. That was it.
There you go.
I'm like, there we go. That's exactly what it was. Great. Thank you.
Number two.
More candy people. Toy Hall of Fame finalists have been announced.
Okay. I like these.
The old school. Some of you wonder, like, how is it that Toy Fire Engine hasn't made it in?
Yeah,
yet?
Exactly. Like, who's voting against it? Who doesn't like the ladder?
The one that drives me crazy is when they put the really old school things that are barely a toy, because I'm pretty sure 1 year Stick made it in.
Oh, it did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, it's multifunctional. You can play with it, get beat by it. There are a lot of things you can do with a stick.
So the finalists this year are American Girl dolls, Battleship, billiards, which doesn't sound like a kid's toy at all. I mean, which kid grew up in a
pool
hall?
Get the little tiny one. I used to have that where it's like the little tiny pool stick, and you're like, oh,
they pull that little.
Bing! Yeah.
This is what happened before video games. We had to try to. We used a stick and a ball. And we're just stuck around. Cabbage Patch Kids. See, if Cabbage Patch Kids got to make it in before American Girl doll.
Yes. Definitely.
Right? I'm sorry. Let's see. Mahjong. Again, Mahjong's been waiting 5,000 years, and it still can't get into the Toy Hall of Fame. And Masters of the Universe, and Monica's favorite toy of all time, the pinata.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Love it.
There we go.
See, the pinata's not the toy. You know what it is? The stick.
That's the
beaten stick.
Number one
trending. Sort of an interesting question, and I don't believe any of the people that answered in this survey, because they said they were asking people how they wanted to be remembered when they die. And the story is because an overwhelming amount of people said they wanted to be remembered as a good person and not as someone wealthy and powerful.
That's what they said.
Yes.
They just want a nice eulogy. That's all that is. You could say more about a good person than you can say about a wealthy person. Oh, well, you know, Charles, he was super rich. He bought his stuff.
Jeff Bezos.
Thanks for that vacation.
Well, I tell you what, if you're rich and powerful, you can pay somebody to say whatever you want at your eulogy.
True.
So there's that whole thing.
Carline shout-outs. Carline shout-outs.
Shout them out right now. Kick off that week. I know you're sitting in that car line as the sun's coming up over the Blue Ridge Mountains. Mm-hmm. They are beautiful. And then you have to remind yourself that they're beautiful because you're sitting in the car line.
Yes, the dreaded car line.
I find that pickup is worse than drop off.
It is.
I was going to ask you guys.
Yeah, drop off is quick usually.
Why?
Because you just get them out.
Because you kind of just pull up and push them out. And when it's pickup,
you're waiting.
You know, everyone's there at exactly the same time, trying to get their kids at the same time.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The people that come early, and there's a much longer line. It takes longer for the flow.
Yeah. For the teachers and principals, which one do you think is easier?
Getting rid of the children.
Sending them on their way.
No, I mean, based on my school, I think drop-off is easier for them, too, because it's just one kid getting out and they go into school.
It's good morning, in the other case, starting a day.
They're all on their walkie-talkies trying to hunt down, you know, I need Ava over here.
And you got to think, at the end of the day, they're tired. It's like after everyone's tired.
None of the kids are listening. They don't want to do any of that. So go ahead and text in your car line shout outs right now to 52353. Let us know the kids, the school, all that stuff. and we are going to randomly pick from the car line shout out today, and somebody's going to get a Chromebook laptop from Vinton and Brambleton Computer. So let's go ahead and do it right now. Shout out to my awesome wife, Grace, for every morning getting our daughter to school on time. And shout out to my daughter, Isley, for doing so good on her first year.
Aww.
Which, I mean, look, in hindsight, kindergarten is pretty easy. Saying.
Yeah, not that bad.
I'm kidding. Let's see. Abigail, Braden, and Leah. Hope today is a great start to the week and the principal doesn't call me. Love, Mom.
Okay. And the principal doesn't call me.
Yep. I mean, that's important. That's very important.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I understand that. I think that with Hendrix, I'm like, just please. No phone call.
One day. Give me one day.
Everything's good.
Let's see. This person, I mean, Daniel is a rock star or a sucker because he's the husband. She says, I'm at school all day. So he waits in four different car lines every single day.
What?
She doesn't have to get to work that
four
early.
Four different car lines every single
day.
Well,
two pickup, two drop-off. So he does both of them, but it's just...
I think she's setting him up. I think she's telling him she has to get to work earlier than she has to. She could take one of the kids and drop them off on her way to her school.
Yep. You know what she probably does? Naps. Yep. Goes in, sits on a bench. Let's see. Shout out to... We got kids here. 10-year-old Mason, 4-year-old Harper, 2-year-old Dawson, Kylie, William Campbell Middle School, and William Cooper at Beacon Academy. Texting in your car line. Shout outs to 52353. Say hi to Peter Brunner at Bell Heath Elementary School and
Peter.
Second grade. Yes, Peter. Miss Dobson's class.
Shout out to Miss Dobson.
Peter's one of those names where he's either the sweetest boy in the class or the naughtiest.
Like, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what...
In my head, I see Peter with a little belly. Peter got a little belly walking.
He's cute.
He's so adorable. Got the cheeks and everything.
Kind of wanders in. Yeah. How's it going? Cole Campbell, Monlison Middle School, 7th grade, from his mommy, Mary Campbell. Oh, mommy. Yeah. Text yours in to 52353. We'll have more of those next. Carline, shout out.
Carline, shout out.
Carline, shout out.
What?
Carline, shout out.
There, I was waiting for Monica to come back.
Okay, okay.
I missed it.
I said, fine, then we'll just do one and the other.
Yeah, there we go.
That's how it's going to be. Get your Carline shout outs in. We'll do them every Monday. Shout out everybody who's starting the week and everything. So let's see who else is out there. Somebody going to win a Chromebook laptop from Vinton and Brambleton Computer. Shout out to Charlie from Monterey Elementary. That's from Jamie. Jocelyn Williamson, 6 years old, Cloverdale Elementary. Kiernan Criswell, Sandusky Middle, 7th grade. I have to study these names sometimes because they get creative with their spellings. There was, let me see, she's in here again somewhere because I had one a couple weeks ago. And I had to issue a retraction to Kenda. There it is. Kenda at Brookville. And then she said, make sure you say her name right this time.
Get it right. Get it right, Zach.
She put her foot down. She wasn't playing.
I'm going to start saying her name wrong on purpose in a different way. And even though it's Kenda, and the easy mistake is Kendra, I'm just going to say Kenma.
Kenma.
Yeah.
Put a different consonant right there.
We'll just do it that way. Good on you. Declan and Hannah on the way to Roanoke Catholic. Let's see. First day in the front seat for Declan. Ooh, moving on up in the world. Look at that.
Someone sent us a little picture. I don't know who it is, but they said the best.
It's so adorable.
It's so cute.
Sitting there with this little mask on.
Yeah.
So cute.
Oh, I had.
Adorable. Who are you?
Cole from a minute ago that said from his mommy. And the horror on his 12-year-old face. I almost peed my pants laughing so hard. Why, Mom? Why? There are so many people listening. Let's see. Mason and Jaden Carr. Haley, Fort Chiswell Middle School. Kenneth, 4th grade at Fairview. Jonathan, 2nd grade, Round Hill. Allie, Mount Pleasant, 4th grade. Chamberlain and Christian at Mason's Cove. And this mom again saying, your backpacks will only get heavier, so quit whining.
Yeah, going to school.
No, it ain't, because I'm going to start leaving my books at school.
Well, maybe they'll just start getting stronger. That's what it
That's
is.
That's it.
Yeah. Do squats. Start telling them that. You know what? If you did lunges while you had that backpack on, that's how the military people, that's how they exercise. So there, Lily B. Rusberg Elementary from Mama. We have Rylan. I hope you don't get in trouble for talking in the hall today.
And sometimes it happens.
It does.
Like, that's the only time. You give me a couple of minutes in between classes, I got things to say.
Right, just to be clear, it never happened to me, but clearly it happened to both of y'all.
It happened to me.
Listen.
Yes, it happened to me. And there was one time Miss Whitehead, she got on me for talking. It wasn't me. It actually wasn't me.
That's what the talkers always say.
It wasn't me that time.
I'm going to call out who it was. Amy Cottle.
Amy Cottle.
Oh, look at that.
Amy, if you're listening, she's going to text me in a minute.
You did this to me. Monica, I believe, got yelled at for talking in the hall here like 2 years ago.
Like, oh, we're trying to broadcast.
Let's see, we did that one. Jude, have a great day in pre-K. Love Mama. Katie and Matt Tabor. Pulaski Middle, have a great day.
I like this one right here. Shout out to Jacob Andrew Lewis. Jacob, who goes to Andrew Lewis. And okay, my oldest son, Dylan, who is sleeping. We don't shout him out. He's asleep right now. He needs to wake up and go to school.
Yeah, you know what? Pour water in his ear.
That yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Raylan, Cloverdale Elementary School. Good morning. Eli B. at Colonial Elementary. His first day back since vacation. Well, isn't that special?
He's special.
Eli was on a cruise. Look at him. Let's see. Carline, shout out to my two. Get on my last nerve. Love so much and am proud of boys, Christian and Ben. Roanoke Catholic and Crystal Spring, respectively. That's someone with a Catholic school, respectively. Yes. Being all respective. Who's our friend? Is it Chris?
Yes, we have Chris.
Okay. Let's say good morning to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Chris, you got a Carline shout out. Who are we shouting out here?
Oh, we're shouting out my buddy Cam. He's in second grade. He's doing great this year.
There you go. Snow Creek Good. Elementary. Is that what I heard?
That's right.
I'm psychic. That's what it was.
That's
no,
what it was.
No one told me that ahead of time. I just knew that. And, you know, I just like that Chris was saying that loving school this year and glad things are getting more to normal and kids being kids and all that stuff. So, you know what, Chris?
Tell me.
Yeah, tell me what? Tell me.
Give me something right now. Fine. We're going to give you a Chromebook laptop right
now.
Come on. That's all.
There you go.
Thank you guys. That's going to be great.
You're very welcome, Vinton and Brambleton Computer. Thank you very much. We're doing these all throughout the next couple weeks, so we will keep doing them in a bunch of different ways. And, Chris, we appreciate you calling and texting in, man. Have a great day at school for Cam as well.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Hot seat. We ask each other tough questions.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes we put each other on the spot. Your life could be on the line right now. And then your death is on the line.
Yes.
As well. And then Monica's making me hang out with one of the two of you.
Yes.
And that is going to be the worst decision.
Well, I had the question last week for Antoine. I made you pick. So who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out
yes,
with
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, with
we'll
me
find
or
out
Antoine?
That here in just a second. So I will start with me since mine is your life is on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we'll go to the fact that we're dead.
And your memory.
Yes.
Your legacy is on the line.
Then I have to hang out with either Antoine or Monica. Yep. So I put this on both of y'all here as we start the hot seat. You are walking down a dark alley late at night when all of a sudden a group of thugs jump out and hold you at gunpoint.
Okay.
And the head thug, he's the one with the jacket, like with his name on it. The head thug says, "The only way I will let you live is if you show me your unique talent and go."
Ooh.
What are you going to show him? Your unique talent, something that you find, it's your talent. Not everybody has it.
Okay, well, my talent, I would have the ability to talk him off into death. I could just like talk someone.
What?
I could talk to someone so much and ask
frustrate him to the point that he
so frustrated.
Turns the gun on himself.
Yes, yes. I would talk him to death. And I think I could do that. Yep.
At the very least, he would just drop the gun and be like, you know what? I'm leaving.
I'm done.
Uh-huh. I can't do this Robin anymore. Guys, you have to pick a new head thug. I am no longer part of this thug
group. I
think
you ask any of my friends because none of them pick up the phone anymore. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start driving to houses. I'm going to start visiting. I'm going to do the pop-ups.
I like it. Antoine, your life is on the line. What's your talent?
Oh, man. Well, based off the people that I know, it's listening when people speak, because anytime I'm talking to somebody, they're like, how did you remember that I said that? But in this scenario, it will be my ability to memorize YouTube clips. And it's not just like what the clip consists of. It's like word for word what they're saying in the YouTube clip.
So it's YouTube clips. Is it of movies and shows?
It could be of anything. It could be a movie or shows. It could be of Easter eggs of movies. It could be do it yourself. Like when I'm watching them, I don't know why, but I study each word they're saying so that
so
I can
verbatim,
memorize
it.
Yeah. So then I can steal that knowledge and pretend that I knew how to do it.
Okay.
So like when people are talking to me about something, I'm like, oh yeah, that's easy. Let me show you how to do that, as if I came up with it.
Isn't it so frustrating to have this talent though, where you can remember stupid details, specific things that you probably don't even need to memorize, but then you'll forget to stop on your way home from work today to pick up that one thing you needed to
pick up. I have uncashed checks in my vehicle right now because I keep forgetting to stop by the bank to cash them out.
I get mad at my brain all the time for that. And I think to myself, you can remember useless fantasy football stats, but you could not remember to pick your child up at the car line? What are you prioritizing in there? The filing What's cabinet important? In my brain is broken. I don't know what's going on in there. All right, congratulations. You both live, but now me and Monica are dead.
Yes, you guys are dead.
Yay.
And the thing is, it's last minute. There was a eulogist. I guess they have a title. There was a eulogist that was supposed to show up at the funeral, but they were running late. So, Monica, you have been called in at the last second, right before the funeral started. You have 10 seconds to eulogize Zach Jackson at his funeral.
Okay.
You know
so get ready.
Like, let me get some, you need some like church organ for this to really.
10 seconds only.
You only have 10 seconds.
Because I'm dead. There lies Zach Jackson, just gone.
I say, is there a clock running? You got a timer on us too.
That's what I was. I'm getting one ready because this does not need to last
this
longer than
quick.
10
All
seconds.
Right.
So whenever you are ready, whenever you start.
Okay, all right. Now, here lies Zach Jackson. He is a father. He is a husband. He is also the guy that runs the farmer's market. He is in charge of foods and drinks and delicious, yes, everything, Instagram.
And
no,
time.
No, wow. Under the pressure.
That was it. Wow.
That was 10 seconds, and
that
was not great.
That was terrible.
That was awful. Sorry, Zach. Nah,
I'm glad you're dead, and you didn't have to hear that, look, Zach.
And you know what, Antoine?
I put it in the farmer's market, too. That was awful.
She probably read it off her phone.
That was, wow. That
10
was,
seconds. That's a lot of pressure for it to.
All right. Yeah. Well, Zach?
Boy, did you just read that off the little card when you walked in? Did you pull my newspaper
it
article?
Was, yes, it was your obit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people were like, they were leaving in the middle of that one. All right, Zach.
Okay.
10
Sorry.
Seconds to eulogize Monica. You've been called in last minute. Her family member didn't show up. Whoever was supposed to do it. So it's on you, Zach. Whenever you start talking, I'm going to start the clock.
Friends, we gather here to say goodbye to Miss Monica. She was a lot of things to a lot of people, but if nothing else, she was the only person that ever loved soup. We'll miss you, Soup.
Oh,
and time.
See, that wasn't any better.
No. It was so much better.
No, but he's also, you've done it before, right?
I've eulogized many a person. I've been told.
You've been handling the eulogies for years, right?
I was once told by a Catholic nun, best eulogy ever at my grandmother's eulogy, which is one of those.
You feel good about that?
How do you fist pump on that one?
That was me.
I mean, Catholic nun, she's seen a lot of eulogies, man. That's like her hobby.
That's a big compliment. That's a huge compliment.
See, I've had to write like poetry and read poetry at funerals. Monica, have you ever had to participate in a funeral?
No, I just usually kick over the casket and I walk away. No.
So I have to hang out with somebody.
Yeah.
The horror.
Me or Antoine. I asked him last week about...
Before you even give the synopsis, I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm at an advantage here.
I feel like why you're brushing off your clothes. Like,
without the synopsis,
I
feel like Zach's already leaning towards me. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Zach, you
How
have...
How rude.
I know, so rude. So who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with me? We're going to a Rihanna concert with my girlfriends.
Okay.
That's our deal.
Right. Okay.
Rihanna. Are you hanging out with Antoine at a basketball game while he eats a mayo sandwich?
Wait a minute. Time out.
What are you doing, Zach?
Why
are you hanging out the entire day?
I think you changed it because I got cocky. I think you changed it because I got cocky.
I think so.
He gets to go see Rihanna with you and your friends, or he has to go to a basketball game with me, and I have to eat a mayo sandwich. I don't even understand why I have to eat a mayo sandwich.
Now, Antoine, understand at first, while it sounds great on the surface to go to this Rihanna concert, you're not hearing it the way I'm hearing it.
I know.
Zach, you get to hang out with me and my girlfriends, and you have to babysit us at a Rihanna concert.
I see that being the case.
Maybe.
Because we're going to lose at least two of the friends in there somewhere. Ryan will be missing. Barbie T won't be able to find her either. And then they'll be like, Zach, and I got to drive them all.
Oh, you do have to drive.
Hanging out with us for the concert.
Right. And you're forgetting my joy in watching you have to eat a mayonnaise sandwich. So while I'm trapped at a basketball game, which I don't really enjoy.
Squeak.
And I have to sit next to mayo
in the
sandwich.
Corners of his mouth.
Mayo McGee over here.
There's nothing, just mayonnaise, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Like, I get
no
bread,
tomato
though, right?
Or anything.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah.
You just get bread.
Just bread.
At least you get bread as opposed to just scooping it out with your bare hands and just eating it that way.
Yeah, plop it on there.
So congratulations, Antoine. Enjoy yourself.
Correct.
A mayonnaise sandwich.
So I win because Zach chose me like
I
predicted.
Did you win, though?
But then I lost because now I had to eat a mayo sandwich.
Now, who's really being punished here in the hot seat?
Screwed over.
I'm willing at least, Antoine, to wipe the mayonnaise out of the corners of your mouth with my napkin.
Yeah,
I will help you out. And Monica, good luck at the Rihanna concert. There's no way all of you make it back.
I don't know.
I'm so over it.
I'm with you, Antoine. Over it.
Just I'm over picking out clothes every day. Picking out clothes where not like for special events. Mm-hmm. Not like for like a wedding or a birthday party, but just like Tuesday.
Ugh.
Like, and it just happened last week.
Why do you have to say that worst day, too?
I was getting ready. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to decide what I'm wearing. Like, I understand nudists now. They got tired. They got tired of picking out their clothes.
Right. Because if you notice with nudists, Antoine, most of the time, not hot. So they're not even doing it for the hotness. They're just doing it for the practicality.
Exactly. Like, they literally can wake up, shower, and then go on about their day. They have nothing to think about.
You lay a towel down in your seat, at least, I think.
Yep. I mean, I'll sit down, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think nudists just decided they were sick of doing that, Antoine, and laundry. They were just sick of both of those.
You don't have to worry
things.
About it. Yep,
and you don't have to worry about either of them.
And so because of that thought, I owe you guys an apology, Zach and Monica.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because I don't have any kids. And I'm tired of dressing myself every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine
laying out clothes.
Having to dress other people every single day, too.
Yeah, mine have at least gotten to the age where they will dress themselves. My son puts no thought into it whatsoever, but I don't care. It's just
that's why Jared
are
is
you covered?
That.
All right,
but
good
I had to
go.
Double check it. Yeah, I had to double check the outfit for Hendrix, just to make sure.
It's picking out clothes. That is why Steve Jobs of Apple said that is he wanted to eliminate that stress in his brain. So that's why he wore that same black t-shirt every single day. Mm-hmm. I totally get it.
I want to be like a cartoon character. Same outfit every day.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
So nice.
Which cartoon character would you dress as?
Give me Doug Funny. That's the first one that popped in my head. I don't know why,
that.
But that's the first one that popped in my head.
I'll take Bart Simpson.
Just that works
t-shirt
too.
Shorts, man. That's all it is. Every single day.
But yeah, I'm over it.
Oh, I know. I'm over dinner. Thinking about dinner.
Oh, I know.
Like, even tonight, I'm like, I don't want to feed y'all. Just survive. just go out into elements and survive.
That's actually tomorrow's anger diary because I hate dinner. I've decided I hate dinner and
so
I don't.
What are we eating tonight? I don't know.
Oh, God. Why are you always asking?
What would you do if this is my brother's favorite line? Anytime we ask my brother to do anything, I'd be like, hey, Mike, I need your help with something. He goes, Antoine, what would you do if I wasn't here? That's what you do right now. So from now on, the next time your kids ask you a question like, what's for dinner? How would you survive if I wasn't here? That's what you do right now.
Well, you know what? And that'll be part of my anger diary tomorrow because I believe there is something fascinating going on in my house. They have figured out how to not eat food. That's what I don't know what it is, but they have figured it out. I will explain in the anger diary. What are you over? You can text into 52353. You know what I'm over? Practice.
Practice?
I hate practice.
You gotta practice.
I know.
You gotta practice everything.
I know, and I hate it so much. I hate practice. You always have to
practice.
I know, and I understand it's very important.
Yes.
But I'm sick of taking my kid to practice, and then, you know, Lennon's doing football right now, so you gotta do football, and it's very important.
Yes.
Oh, so sick of doing it. And then I'm so sick of he's doing baseball lessons right now, so of course when you do that, you're supposed to practice.
Yes, you have to practice.
For the next lesson. I ain't got no time to live.
I know. And then they complain about it. Like, Ava, she has dance. And I'm like, you got to practice. You got to go to dance. And I'm thinking, I don't want to go.
I know, me either.
And she's like, I don't want to go. I'm like, you're going to practice.
Every single day I come home and I'm like, I got to go outside and practice with the boy. I don't want to lay down. I don't want to do anything. I understand. I get it, man.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Did y'all see Adele on IG looking all hot?
I saw that, and she went IG official with her man.
Yes, with her man, Rich Paul. They're a cute couple. You have to look her up. Look it up and see the picture of her. She looks amazing.
Oh, yeah, she is dating Rich Paul.
Rich Paul. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think you guys know who Rich Paul is.
Wait, I think I do.
Okay, go ahead, Zach.
Let me see. Rich Paul, I believe, has something to do with basketball.
Okay.
I think he's part of LeBron's entourage, maybe his manager.
That is correct. He is, just a step further, he is LeBron James's friend from high school. And so, like, Clutch Sports, like the biggest agency in the NBA right now, that's what Rich Paul is.
Right. Yes.
And so, actually, his full name is incredibly rich and lucky Paul.
He's like, I'm rich.
It happens.
P.S. Thanks, LeBron.
Appreciate
it.
But it's awesome to see her in love. She looks like she's...
Doesn't it inspire you to call every single one of your friends from high school and ask, what the hell, man?
Yeah, what's going on? why did you not make me your Rich Paul?
Right. Why didn't you take me places?
They look really good together.
They do.
They are. An attractive couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? They look like they can afford the really expensive clothes they're in.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it really does help, doesn't it?
Now, is it wrong that I'm trying to look at how tall he is?
No, I'm
curious, like, too. I feel like Adele is, like, really tall, so I'm trying
to
see.
I don't think she's that tall.
I think Adele is one where you think she's taller than
she
is. My guess on Adele is 5'5". She's actually not that tall.
I think she's 5'6".
She's 5'9".
Okay.
5'9"?
She's 5'9", and Rich Paul is 6'1".
She's kind of tall.
Okay, yeah, so they look good. Look
she's
good
a
together.
Full 9.5 inches taller than Monica.
I have heels on today. Dang it. Baby heels.
Number two.
You see the Foo Fighters in New York, they said, hey, if you want an autograph, you have to pay for it. Because they said, if you run into us on the street, you're going to pay for that autograph, for the picture. What do you think about that?
I think I'm okay with that.
I'm definitely okay with that.
And it's because if it's just a lot. You know, at some point in your life, if you're one of these people, mm-hmm. where everywhere you go, it's actually I could see if they charge for selfies more than anything. The autograph's easy. Bam, bam, bam.
People would get out. It's never out of convenient. Shape for that.
It's never convenient for a celebrity to stop and have to take a picture or sign an autograph. Mm-hmm. It's never convenient. So they should be getting
but
paid
for that.
But at
the same time, you know what you signed on for.
No, you didn't.
Some people.
Under no circumstances. We can have this conversation.
I'm just saying you have your fans.
Just because you are good at something and somebody appreciates you does not mean that you need to take your free time.
I'm not saying it's right. But uh-huh. I'm just saying that you did sign up. You know what comes with it, with the territory. You know, they see you. They're going to say, hey, that's J-Lo.
You're right.
It's just what it is. Yeah. People, they're not going to stop. They're going to take that selfie. See you at Panera Bread. They're going to take that selfie.
I'm going to hire people to ask Monica autographs and pictures in the most inconvenient time.
If you see Monica anywhere, whoever you are, please ask her for an autograph. Moving forward, let's test this theory out.
No, you're right, Monica.
Next time you see Monica,
it's
please
worth
keep asking her for an autograph. Always.
Number one.
I want to know my fridge.
Speaking of J-Lo, J-Lo says that she feels like she doesn't belong to Hollywood. She doesn't belong in Hollywood.
Oh, she doesn't.
You know what? She doesn't because she's not a good actress. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in today.
You didn't lie, though.
I'm sorry.
You did not lie. She said, I have 30 movies, and I still feel like they have not welcomed me into Hollywood.
Damn.
You guys go ahead and talk for a second.
No, you said what you said.
No, give me a second. I'm doing something.
But you did not lie.
Okay. Yeah, so he's going to call up all her movies and say, see,
pull them up. Let's say we find one good one, though. But,
you know me.
Yeah, but she did say that she feels like she's been, you know, kind of not shunned, but.
All right.
J-Lo to me, I will, and I like J-Lo to an extent, but I do think she is one of those celebrities, and this is a perfect example of this, is she's someone that says, please respect my privacy. Please leave me alone. Please stop bothering me. And the minute you stop, she goes, why is no one talking about me? I need to let you know what's going on here.
Yeah, she says she has feelings and she feels like an outsider.
So you guys let me know of the movie that Hollywood should have been like,
I'm ready
you know
for
what,
it.
J-Lo, you come in. So you guys let me know.
Okay.
All right. Selena. Oh, no, Selena's a good one. That's a good one. I won't start with that.
All right, that's one.
That's actually, but she's pretending to be somebody else that really existed. All right. Anaconda. The Wedding Planner.
Nope.
Made in Manhattan. Gigli? What was that called?
Gigli. Worst one ever.
Jersey Girl.
Oh, no.
Monster in Law.
Nope.
Ice Age, Continental Drift.
It might be all right for the children. They're like, that was okay.
No.
But she was like a muskrat or something.
Exactly. The Boy Next Door. Yeah. Basically, there's nothing. No. That's why they haven't accepted you, because you haven't done well enough to be there.
And
you are
Selena.
Cold-blooded.
I know it's the rain, guys. I love you all.
Boy, it
Dang.
Is.
Somebody hug me today.
Somebody pooped in Antoine's breakfast this morning. He need a hug.
Don't be slow. Speak counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Thangs. Think fast.
Trying to wake you up on a Monday, get your blood flowing. And that's what happens in this game, because Antoine and Monica are challenged with quick thinking.
Yes.
Instant reactions. Mm-hmm. It's like when they gotta ring the bell, you know, that kind of thing. When you do those reaction tests back in the day. You need this.
I'm just trying to take some deep breaths, because this, like I've told you guys before, this game stresses me out. This is a game that is created for Monica, because Monica thinks very fast and talks faster.
I'm a blurter.
She's a blurter.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I was going to say she's a blurter. But
I was trying to think of a better way to phrase it.
A blurter?
Yeah, a blurter could come off with a negative connotation. I was trying to give you a compliment there.
She's just got faster reflexes.
There you go.
You. Uh-huh. Quick. Uh-huh.
No, now that makes me look bad. Let's stop there. We don't have to compare.
But it seemed good to me. Monica was good with that. So, we'll go with that one. That's fine. So it's Antoine, it's Monica in the game. It's a lot of yelling. And the way it works is I just give you a category and a letter. And you have to just shout out the first thing that comes to mind. So we'll do an example right now. And there's scary music.
Ooh.
And I talk in a serious voice. Because this is serious. Name a junk food.
Okay.
That starts with the letter
C.
Cheetos.
Cheese is not a joke.
Carrot cake.
Cheetos is.
Yeah, you get
correct.
It.
Yep.
So that's what I said originally. It was just like.
Yeah, yeah. Cheese.
I said,
what?
Cheetos. I said Cheetos. I thought it came out.
Yeah. I just heard cheese.
I heard cheese as well. Yeah.
But Cheetos would be a point. Carrot cake is like a vegetable masquerading as a dessert.
It's nothing that I want.
See how bad you are at this, Antoine?
Terrible. Yep.
You're lucky there's no point in that one. Now we
Round one.
Round one of Think Fast. Here we go. Best of five. Feel free to blurt along in the car if you'd like. Give me, Zach, a compliment.
Oh, gracious.
That starts with the letter...
Oh, gracious.
Why?
You look awesome. Handsome.
I heard the you of her, you look handsome, was before you started talking.
But I heard the awesome, but I got the awesome at the end. I got my compliment in before she finished hers.
I heard the awesome, but she started it. And you know what? Since it's a compliment about me, it's all about when you start, because you could keep going as long as you want. Like, you could keep talking.
That's fair.
You look so handsome and wonderful and great and fantastic, and I love you. I was waiting for you go, girl. I would have accepted that one, too. But that's a point for Monica in round one.
You know what I should have went with?
What?
You.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's what I should have went with.
Point.
Yeah. That's a point from Monica, though. So now, let's go on to here. There we go. Round two. Think fast. Secret sound clues happening here in 10 minutes. Name a part of a car that starts with the letter S.
The seat.
The what?
Seat.
The seat.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Wait, does your car not have a seat?
Is that what this is? I was like,
Monica just drives an old kidnapper's van. That's all it is.
That's it. Yep. Standing.
So what else
the seat would be correct.
Whoa, actually, the steering wheel or something.
Yeah, that would be another one, too. Or the social. Round three. Here we go. Give me an article of clothing. Starts with the letter R.
A rag.
I'll accept a rag. I will accept a rag.
I couldn't think of
any. If you're a mechanic, you have a rag.
We have a do-rag also. I would accept that.
It's like raggots. Mm-hmm. Riggots. I don't know where I was going.
Rousers. I wear rousers. It's rousers. That's what it is. That's a tough one for that letter. All right, Monica, you have two. Antoine, you need this.
No, I have one.
To stay alive. 2-1.
I thought it was 1-1. I thought, no, 2-1. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
I have one.
I'm struggling this morning.
Do math and go. 1 + 1 = 2.
I got you. Carried to one.
I told J-Lo she stunk earlier in the show today. He is on
And
fire.
I love me some J-Lo, too.
So, Monica, if you get this, you win.
Okay.
What is a way that people ruin their phone? That starts with the letter... T!
Too many pictures.
Too many pictures. I will accept that.
Yes.
Yes. You are correct.
You gotta delete the pictures after you take them because you don't need
all
the extra.
Well, you know all about that,
yeah. Final round. It all comes down to this. Extra nervous and yelling. What is something that people always lose? That starts with a letter. P.
Pieces of food.
Pants.
I'm gonna go with
pants. Losing
pants. Is correct. People get drunk, they lose their pants, man.
Y'all just be losing y'all's pants all willy nilly out here in the streets, just pantsless. Lost and found. You got lost and found. You got any Levi's?
Yep.
I left my Levi's here at the game.
It happens.
Last time we had a girls trip, I was like,
never mind. Never mind.
Yep. See, Lord, she's lost her pants. So the fact that she has means she is the winner.
Lord have mercy.
Think fast. But when she loses her pants, Antoine, everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
That's how it works. So congratulations, Monica. Now, Antoine was trashing J-Lo earlier, saying she doesn't have any good movies whatsoever.
He sure did.
I mean, he basically
said
J-Lo sucks as an actress, and why would anyone welcome her into Hollywood?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
really, that is what you said.
Wow.
Give me one good movie. Oh, Selena, no, that wasn't you.
She was playing Selena, who was a great person.
Yes.
I do think there's an argument there, so that's why I agree with you on that one. Is I don't think it makes somebody a good actor or actress to do where they just play a role.
Like the biopics and stuff.
Right, yeah. And people always do this all the time, like the dude that won when he was Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie. Oh my God, he looked just like him. That's why they cast him, because he looked just like him. So he's doing a really good job at copying somebody, but creating.
No, it's not J-Lo's thing.
What about Enough? Enough was a pretty good movie.
It was enough though. It was a good. Lifetime movie.
I know.
Go in the corner.
Sit over there. Shame.
We were also talking about Over It 52353. Aaron in Roanoke. I am over my daughter being good till she gets what she wants and then instantly turns demon child afterward. I find my children too. They do this where they're so polite and they have such great manners where they come and they ask for something. Oh, could I please have dot dot dot? But for the love of God, the answer better be yes, or they're going to flip that switch.
Well, there you know.
I'm over driving places. Just teleport me to my destination, please. Yes, I like that one too. And then this one. I'm over humans.
Oh. Yes.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
I got your secret sound clue that's about to happen here in a second as well. Monica, I instantly thought of you in this story because yet again, it's another example of Monica's influence in the news. Florida man controls windshield wipers with hands in rain. That's the story.
There you go.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta make it happen.
Yep. Florida was. It's a viral video where he's got his left arm extended out the window during a torrential downpour.
It happens.
And this dude Brad, who was filming it, is now trying to find him and start a GoFundMe so he can get some windshield wipers and stuff.
$20
If Brad doesn't just pay for some windshield wipers himself.
Well, unless the motor's going out, you know, that could be about
$20, what Brad says, in a perfect world, he'd like to see him get a new car. And you know what's going to happen? This guy's going to get a new car.
He will.
You watch.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, what am I doing driving around with working windshield wipers?
Exactly.
Stupid. I need to find this Brad.
I'm about to go knock the side mirror off my car.
That's
right. And just put like a handheld mirror like from the bathroom out there.
Yep. So shout out to you,
driving around
doing Monica's thang hack.
I understand. It's all right. It happened.
It might have been a thing where his windshield wipers worked just fine. He was just doing Monica's thang hack. That's all it was. Just pull on him yourself.
This story, the Skinny House, Zach. Have you seen the Skinny House?
Is this the one in Boston?
Yeah.
I have seen the famous Skinny House.
It's sold. For $1.2 million.
Wow, I'll give you one of those. Just bang on that one.
They said it's only 10 feet wide. Yes, it's a skinny house, but it's
so a basketball hoop.
Yeah, and the reason I even looked at the story is because there's a skinny house in the Roanoke area that I can't stand. And I drive by it, and I'm like, it's just too skinny. And I'm like, who lives at that house?
So you're angry at someone's
house.
Yeah,
I'll tell you where it's located later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You don't want
to. Yeah, I don't want to. The skinny house people.
The skinny house always looks like a larger person sitting in the middle seat. Like, they're always just, like, tight. Like, the skinny house is just, like, I don't belong here. I can't really breathe.
Because, Antoine, there's two big fat houses sitting next to us outside. And then she's been wedged in to the middle, the skinny house.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all have certain houses that bother us just because we see them and we have to see them all the time. There's one that I have to drive by to go to Carline, and it bothers me because their backyard fence is leaning, and I don't like it.
You want to stop by there and say, fix it.
They just need to replace it. It's you know where it's fallen out.
I know what you're talking about.
It's just fallen out. And I'm thinking, would you just fix your fence?
Yeah.
And it's been years. And I'm just so annoyed. And
I keep waiting.
Yep. And I can see stuff on the other side of the fence. So clearly they're junk collectors or something. Let's fix a fence. Yeah.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Most viral.
Because if you go somewhere, then you're going to miss the very first episode of the hot new show here on the K92 Morning Thang. It's called Mom Stuck in Things. It's a show I would watch.
Okay.
Short one. It would have to be on, just 6 minutes. Like that. It's all it has to be. And then you move on to the next one. Because I have two different Mom Stuck in Things today in Most Viral.
Okay.
The first one is a mom that her baby boy, her son, has some big giant pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
One of those ones is really high off the ground. And she sort of lost her balance and fell in the back seat. So she's wedged between the front seat and the back seat. And there's a car seat. You can see this on our Facebook page if you go.
Aww.
And she can't get out because her feet don't touch the ground.
I'm not laughing at that.
Well, you know.
Yes, you are.
Not laughing at it.
Well,
nope.
We will on your behalf then. Here she is stuck in things.
The factory that built this truck didn't think about the mother-in-laws that are 5 foot tall. We should have just brought the ladder.
I'm
trying to balance her.
Arm between my legs.
Well, how am I going?
That was easier.
I don't know what she was trying to do though, man, because there was not a lot of room for Ma to get in there in the first place. So that was her bad decision. Also, bad decision of this mom who's stuck in a chair. It's one of those big chair and a halfs, and then it has the ottoman part built in. Mm-hmm. So when you sink into that chair, and this one you can see the video too. This must be an old raggedy chair because her butt is sinking way down in this thing. Mm-hmm. She can't get out. She can't get out, and she is mad. She's mad at this stupid chair.
Mom?
What?
Are you having trouble?
I cannot get out of this dumb chair. Look at that thing. It's like a sinkhole back there. It just runs out there like a truck bed. I can't get out.
You know that. You sat in it last time we were here, and you said the same thing.
I forgot. Well, just get over here. Help me. I'm plumb out of breath. Oh, remind me not to get in that thing again. Look at it.
Of it. Oh. My, you did this last time.
I forgot. When you are plumb out of something, you are really out of it. Because she said she is plumb out of breath.
Yeah.
So she's really, she can't breathe.
Yeah, this when the plums are called in, things are going down.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.